KSW Mobile.
AGX Mobile.
3 degrees in my truck.
8 Greer Walmart.
It's 64 right here at State Line.
Just come down the hill.
If not for a little while, I'll keep the windows up. The AC on.
It's a 20 degree difference from where you are now. So the hall I'm in now has air conditioning. It's, I think it's real air conditioning versus the other hall. And I had to break down and get a fan ordered for my desk because there was just no airflow where I was at, and it was just stifling hot.
I thought the air having a hard time keeping up. They can keep it about 75 degrees in here during the day.
Air conditioning for the back, right? You just have to run the generator.
15,000 BTU rooftop air.
Not open today.
Not open all the time. That's all they know.
But not this weekend, but next weekend. Y'all planning anything? I know we're talking about possibly getting together, but I don't know. It will be hot. Only downside is I got to work Saturday, and I won't get off till probably 5:30 or so.
Running to Kentucky back to pick up the daughter and granddaughter, and then Saturday's the mother-in-law's surprise birthday party, and that, so I'm definitely out till either Saturday night or Sunday, maybe.
On this kitchen project, so I'm not sure how much I'll be doing. Hopefully it's done by then, but I'm not counting on it the way things are going.
What's the other option? And that's just to operate from home and see what kind of contacts you can make. We'll do it that way. Just text and see who can make the most contacts as they can.
Towards the end of July, there's going to be a de-expedition going to one of the Aleutian Islands off of Alaska for about a week or so. Add Alaska to our list.
I'd definitely like to, if I could remember that. Expedition. I just need a Hawaii contact. Every time I hear one on FT8, I just can't make it happen.
Contact over there in Hawaii, and I've made one in Alaska, but they just didn't confirm. Maybe if I get on Logbook of the World and somehow join them together, that I can get a confirmation.
Mine's the same way. I think I've got one or two contacts that I've made in Hawaii, but neither one of them have confirmed, so it's kind of like it didn't happen. But once I get that, then I'm on to, that's the one little certificate I'm going to put on my wall at the house, will be the 50 states from QRZ.
For the 50 states from the Parks on the Air.
Accomplishment, because that's all voice, and you kind of have to take them as you can get them.
Because I don't know nothing about what y'all are talking about.
I would say QRZ has the best tracking system. I like the way it works. Like, you can just go and click on awards, and it'll show me every state that I've contacted in the U.S., and it'll have them all green. In Hawaii, you'll be sitting down there in red, and it'll show me that I'm like 99%, and I need the one state to finish it. But what they do is they offer certificates. So, like, if I get all 50 states, you can just go on their website and you can order a certificate, and they'll send you a nice little certificate that you can post on your wall, and it'll either be phone or what they call mixed, which is digital over phone, and that's what mine will be. So I just lack that one more state, and I'll end up ordering that certificate from QRZ.
Got six of them for phone.
Ever get to a point where you start uploading your contacts to QRZ, they've got some pretty cool tracking systems that'll show you what all you've got. It's really neat. I like it. Logbook of the World will do it. It's not as graphical and not as cool, and but QRZ's got a really nice interface. So, well, gentlemen, it is that time. I'm gonna head on in this plant, get ready for this 6 o'clock meeting. So, hopefully we'll holler at y'all this afternoon, and y'all be safe out there on the road. Patrick, take it easy out in the heat today, and they hope we'll holler at you this evening. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day, and hopefully catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW. Contacts logged in QRZ.
I don't know. I've got my QRZ page set up, and I've entered one contact on 10 meters, and that's it.
Yeah, I just, whenever I'm on HF, I always have that running, and I just log them as I get them.
Never confirmed that one. I don't know what I'm looking for, so.
So, you go to your QRZ and pull up your log book. Over on the right-hand side, it'll have a little star beside it if it's confirmed.
I'll have to see about that. I haven't made any contacts on HF other than 80 meters right here local and checking in on the South Carolina sideband net. I haven't done anything with HF since I got my license.
Nothing to do with your location, it's just hard for you to get out.
I've put so much work into just getting the 2 meter up that I'm frustrated with it. I just haven't dealt with HF.
Have a success on HF than you do on the 2 meters, especially if you. You know, if it's up high and not working, I'd go down low.
My antenna's, I don't know, maybe the center of it's probably 20 foot off the ground. But then you go out with your leads, and they get about 4 foot off the ground.
That has to do with, like for a long time I had mine, you know, running in a straight line. You know, it was inverted V, but they were kind of, you know, in a straight line. But then I skewed one of them, you know, probably 15, 20 degrees. And it seemed to give me a different direction, and I picked up more stations.
Definitely got the skewed part going right now. They're not in a straight line, that's for sure.
Down to a different angle to see if you can get out.
To put it any other way, where it's at, that's kind of my dilemma. The only way I can put it any different than what it is I have to move it closer to the mountain that's behind me.
Hell, it might be worth a try if it's not too hard to move. You know, I just kept the center of mine where it was, and I just moved the leg.
Got mine on the front of the house. In order to set it up any different, I'd have to move it to the back of the house and run it right along the base of where my yard comes up against the mountain.
It is running, you know, parallel to the roof, you know, right across the top of it.
My place, my house, I dug out into the mountain to set my house at the bottom to level it out there. And my house sits parallel with it. And the mountain is to my south with that about, I don't know, 20 feet, 25 at the most. And then you start making the climb up the mountain.
That might be a little bit difficult.
Get into the pier more reliably is I had to move the antenna all the way to the front corner of my property and get away from the mountain. That's how I ended up making it work better.
With one of those, you know, like an octopus like I have, and that are one which only got, you know, a couple of bands on it, and only have it, you know, 15 feet off of the ground, you might be able to go more up and get over the mountain.
But like like I said, I've just been so aggravated with everything else, trying to get it, the 2 meter up, I just kind of let it go.
I'm probably this weekend, if Susan should be working, I might get my mind set up to do the 6 meter repeater down there in on whatever mountain it is there in Greenville, and see if I can't get that working. We might be able to talk local that way.
I think it's on Sassafras, isn't it?
I'd have to look again.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it or not, because I have a mountain between me and it, but that way also.
Was on the same mountain as this one.
Look, here in a little while when I get stopped. But my sinuses is the way they are this morning. I really could have just stayed in the bed.
You up the grass pollen?
I don't know. It happens every year about this time, and I always relate it to this is when I start running the AC full time and in and out, hot and sweaty, and then back into the cold. So it'll last about a week, and then it clears up, and I'm done. I'm ready to go.
Any kind of bushes or hedges or shrubs, whatever you want to call them, that they bloom, but that, boy, they just wear me out when they're doing it.
What it is. But then you add going up and down that mountain to it, and it really messes with my head.
Comes up where you live or down south? Probably down south.
Well, I really never had the problem until I started down here, so I'm going to say it's down here, whatever it is. Getting up a sinus infection, and then, like I said, it lasts about a week, and then I'm over it.
Only lasts a week, right?
To the time, but I don't know, man. It's aggravating, but I don't feel bad at all. It makes it hard to sleep.
Most of the trees are blooming right now. Maybe that's it. They got pink flowers on them. I think it's mostly considered a weed more than a tree, but it looks like a tree. A little short kind of bushy looking tree. You'll see them. It'll have like pinkish flowers all over it.
I have to keep my eye open for that thing.
No one. Maybe that'll help you figure out if that's it.
Yeah. No thanks. Allergies until I started down here, where I'm inside more than what I ever used to be. I spent a lot more time in air conditioning than I ever have before.
All that filtered air, and then now you get outside and that, and all the stuff messes with you. You didn't build up any immunity to it.
I guess that's what it is. I don't know. Like I said, it don't last long enough for me to really concern myself with it.
Really good thing.
They think she got the plague because you start coughing and your sinuses are running.
They make you go get a COVID test, right?
No, I just don't get around them.
Next weekend during the contest will be a good day to show the daughter how the radio works, since there'll be lots of people on, right?
That'd be a good time to do it.
Is there any local ham fest coming up, do you? The guy at work might be interested in picking up some equipment, just for listening anyway.
I don't know of any right now, but I'll see if I can't work today, or you can go on the ARL's website and look there and they'll tell you.
I have to look. There's what the Blue Ridge site has, what's for sale, don't they?
They have the swap net stuff posted on there now, that Gary does on Wednesday nights.
We do buggy it down the interstate.
Drive down that interstate and feel safe with a tank.
We got that right.
seems like people just are getting worse and worse about driving over the last couple of years. I don't know if it's just because I'm out here paying attention to it more or what.
We have less patience, and they do a lot of stupid things. They're always got to be in a hurry. You can't slow down and enjoy life.
Driving like a fool actually going to get you there any quicker?
Mark, just on a short trip, you know, you're not going hundreds of miles, so, I mean, it's only going to save you, what, a minute, maybe?
Did that minute, it may cost you a lifetime. That's to the gate.
A couple miles out, I'm getting ready to exit the interstate here in about a minute.
Your house over here.
At the same time, it looks like.
Just playing. As well as it works out.
But it's down from the 477 it was.
I doubled with you there.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying, you think we had this planned as well as it works out most of the time?
You would think. I think it's this trip where we both leave the house within just a couple minutes of the same time every day. The last 30 minutes before I leave, I'm just sitting there at the kitchen table drinking coffee, so, you know, it's easy for me to leave at the same time.
I don't do that. I get up, get dressed, and I'm out. I don't get up and sit around the house most mornings anyway. My normal routine is just to get up, get dressed, and go, because I do everything the night before to get ready.
Up, come downstairs, get some coffee, go ahead and make my lunch, go back upstairs, take a shower, get dressed, and then come down and sit around, talk with Susan, drink some coffee for the next 30 minutes, and then leave.
If I was to do that, my wife would not be a part of it, that's for sure. She would be laying in the bed. She ain't gonna have no part of that, getting up early just to sit around, drink coffee, and talk.
On days when she don't have to work, she'll get up, you know what I mean, at least 30 minutes before I leave, or when I'm coming back down, she'll get up so she can tell me bye, and usually I'm the one that wakes her up on days that she works and I don't, so, you know, we see each other both in the morning.
Not a morning person at all. Getting up and sitting around, but growing up with wood heat up in the mountains, that was always the cold time of the day, so you got up and you got moving as quick as you could and didn't worry about it. You done everything at night when it was warm.
Understand that, KN4TSW.
All my life up until I moved into where I'm at now, so after that long, it's hard to break that routine. This weekend
is mostly just working in the yard some. Hopefully I can get that Rover radio program for the repeater. Might do a little bit of canning, or at least some putting up some stuff in some Mylar bags. I want to practice doing some of that, and for just in case.
Now, is that vacuum sealing? Is that what you're talking about?
In a Mylar bag, and if you put one of them oxygen depleters in it, then, you know, that stuff's good for like 25 years.
Look into that.
Flours and oats and grains and sugar, and of course you put all kinds of other stuff in it, but it'll last like 25 years because it's, you know, the sunlight can't get to it, and it doesn't have any oxygen in it, so it's good for long-term storage.
That, and it lays flat, which helps me store things better than standing up in jars.
Yeah, you got that right. I canned chicken the other day in the jars. I haven't opened it to see it, depending, you know, how it tastes. But it's supposed to taste really good because it's cooked in its own juice and that. But I'll let you go for now. I'm parked, and I'll try to catch up with you this afternoon. KN4 GFW 73.
73 again. That's good timing. I'm one red light away from turning in. So you have a good day. Stay safe. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.